neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Purim is a Chag HaKadosh, and one of the matters that is bad, that one should respect it, besides all the mitzvot that we do, with the clothing that is usually is chose the best, like Bigdei Shabbat, closing after Shabbat. So on Purim, we should have our Bigdei Shabbat on. So this year, part of it is easy, because Motzei Shabbat, B'zad Hashem, you'll be in Bet Knesset. But on Sunday also, you have to repeat the clothing, the Shabbat. Don't wear Sunday clothing. Some people, they have Sunday clothing. But this Yom Rishon is Yom Purim, and we have to respect it with a nice clothing. As far as the minhag that the Am Yisrael follow, when we hear the name of Haman HaRasha Yimach Shemo V'Zichro, then we respond either by making noise or banging on the floor or on the table. So there are some sources that explain this minhag, such as there's a pasuk in Mishlei's Brat, Bevo Rasha Bagam Buz. When the wicked comes, then the shame and despair he brings with himself. Ve'im Galon Cherpa. So,
where is that from, Rav?
Mishlei. Ve'im finishes with mem, kalon, nun sofit, cherpa with a hey. So you have three letters put together. You get?
Haman.
So the message of the pasuk here is that wicked always should be disrespected. So we have the sofit tevot of this pasuk that comes to Haman. And also we have a pasuk in Toratena Lusha as far as lashes. He says, Vehaya im bin hakotu. Vehaya ends with hey. Im finishes with mem. Bin finishes with non sofi. So you put three letters together, you get Haman. And as you know, there are how many times Haman is mentioned in the Megillah? How many times? You didn't count it? So today you have time. How many?
One is too many, probably.
Take a guess.
Seven times.
A little bit more.
21.
A little bit more.
21.
40. I'm sorry?
21.
A little bit more.
21 is not worth it.
It's more than 50.
91.
No, you. Over there. 54 times. Yeah. 54 times, name of Haman is mentioned in Megillah. So now, the mitzvah is going, we're going to observe this Shabbat. We are commanded, Macho Timche, Macho Timche. You have to erase his name. If you add Macho Timche, the gematria, the numeric value of the Macho Timche is exactly 54. 54 times, name of Haman is mentioned in Megillah. And it says, Machot Timche, you add it up, you get exactly 54. Sefer Matamim brings this beautiful Chidushim. And also, Rabbeinu Ben Ishchai, Rabbi Yosef Chaim in Baghdad, Zochdom Ren Aleinu, says that you write the name of Haman, and also name of Amalek, and then you write it on a piece of paper, and then you go like this, on the floor, and then you erase it with the shechar, with the arak. Yeah, because there's a pasuk, it says, Tenu shechar la'oved, give arak to the one that is destroyed, the enemy. So I suggest you write the name of Haman and Amalek, and then erase it with arak. כן ימחו על שונאי ישראל. אמן.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.